Hello, my friends, and welcome back. You're going to have to forgive me today. I'm dealing with a little bit of a respiratory issue, hence why I haven't been here for a few days, but at least I can talk a little bit better today, so I'm going to do my best to get through this. As you know, we started with our original three Star Wars movies a little while back, and today we are jumping right in with Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Are you a fan of the Star Wars saga? Have you never watched the Star Wars saga? And the ultimate debate is, what order should you watch them in? Me, personally, I'm a purist. I think they should be watched in the order that they were released, even though they kind of jump all over the place. But I know there's a lot of people who would rather just start with Episode 1 and go on from there as well. I wonder which one you are on that. So, again, I apologize for just being a little bit behind on some of my reviews. But I want to jump right in with this. Now, I am going to get a lot of hate on this review. I know people who think Phantom Menace is the best and it is their absolute favorite Star Wars movie. I know other people that think this was the absolute worst one ever. I'm not quite in that camp on there, but I am harsh on this one. And I just want to prepare you for that. But before we jump too far into that, and I will be sharing with you the original review that had been up on MovieDeputy.com, I will be sharing that with you as well. But let's jump in with the trailer to begin with on this one. This movie came out in 1999.
To the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force. You believe it's this.
And when I first watched this, I mean, Samuel Jackson, it's like, I was totally expecting him to throw some F-bombs for sure, but how he managed to maintain without doing so was impressive.
Boy,
he can see things before they happen.
He can help you.
The Force is unusually strong with him.
He was meant to help you.
Anakin! I'm gonna take off!
I ever see you.
Now, for those who don't realize, Anakin is a very well-known character from Star Wars, only we do not know him as Anakin. We know him as Darth Vader. And no, that is not a spoiler at all if you are familiar with the Star Wars movies.
Anakin, what does your heart tell you?
Are you sure about this? Trusting our fate to a boy we hardly know?
Anakin Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I sense much fear in you.
The boy is dangerous. They all sense it. Why can't you?
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
So, like I said, if you're familiar at all with the Star Wars movies, you can understand what's happening there. If you are not that familiar, it may seem more than a little bit confusing. But I do want to jump in and share with you the original review that I had had on MovieDeputy.com. Sorry. I'm not going to edit any of this out. I don't overly edit my things. Pardon me. Getting a drink here. Where is my white mug, you ask? Well, my white mug has suffered a critical injury. I've had it since 1994. Recently developed a crack in the side of it. So, I am having to retire my white mug. But that is my new mug. And no, I'm not popping the whole 80s collar. It's just the way it's sitting, which makes it kind of look that way. But let's share with you that original review. Now, as I warn you, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate on this. I'm not even going to disguise that in the least. As always, I welcome your feedback. So let's jump into this. Right? Sorry. So I got to scroll here a little bit. Qui-Gon's ship is in desperate need of repair. Qui-Gon needs to find the parts to fix it, and unfortunately, they're in short supply. Now, you may be wondering who Qui-Gon is. Well, that's something that could only really be explained by watching the movie, because I don't want to give too, you know me, I don't want to give too much away. The closest place that he can find what he needs is a planet called Tatooine. Once he arrives, he immediately runs into difficulty with the method of payment that he has. A new friend is about to come to the rescue in an unusual way. There is something special about this new friend. He's just a kid. Yet, there seems to be something about him. A deal is made, and now everything rides on the results of a race. When the race is over, there is a clear winner, but winning comes at a cost. A choice must now be made that will determine the future of the Republic. This prequel to the original storyline comes 16 years after the last movie. You may find yourself asking why they waited so long. Then upon watching this, you may ask yourself why they bothered. Though this brings a lot of information to the story, it is lacking in many areas. The story is choppy and just does not have flow. Some of the characters are developed well, and others are, well, forgettable. They say that once you hit bottom, you can only go up from there. This was far from the bottom, but as far as the story goes, it's pretty far down on the list. Definitely not a must-see, but unfortunately crucial in the completion of the story. Like I said, I am expecting a lot of hate on that, but I've gotten messages over the years, both pro and con on this, of people that either thought I was spot on or that I was completely off my rocker. So I did give episode 1, The Phantom Menace, an innocent rating. That may surprise a few people because of the intensity of some of the fight scenes, but there's really nothing inappropriate for younger viewers here. Score-wise, this is where I'm going to take a hit, I'm sure. As I've gone back some of my old reviews and some of my old scores, I've edited them a little bit. I think I'm going to stay true to the score I had given it back when I originally reviewed this. And I originally reviewed this around the time that The Force Awakens came out, is when I'd gone through and reviewed like all of the Star Wars movies. But I gave episode 1, The Phantom Menace, a 5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. It was watchable. It was a decent story, but there are significant flaws. Is it crucial to the story? Absolutely. Is this your favorite Star Wars movie? It might. It might be. But my personal favorite is Empire. That one takes a lot of heat as well, but it's like that one, at least there's a lot more continuity. This one, there is so much happening. They could have easily made this a 2-part movie and it probably would have made a lot more sense. There is just so much happening so quickly, just bam, bam, bam. You got the fight scene, you got the race, you got everything going on, and then you meet all these different droids and you see all these different things and all these new creatures and you don't really understand how they all fit in. And then you're trying to fit how Anakin fits into this story and why they brought him under their wing. And that's probably the most crucial part of this story, is exactly who he was as a child and why he was seen as something special that they wanted to take under their wing and nurture and try to help him become something other than what he became. And there's a reason that he did become who he became, and we kind of see that towards more of the Revenge of the Sith. And like I said, this one is far from the bottom, but it's like all stories have to have a beginning point to start from. Star Wars is one of those ones that, unfortunately, the starting point is a little bit rocky, but it gains some traction as it gets going. So, as you know, there are many more of these movies to review, so I will be hopefully getting to more of these soon. Hopefully, I'll be able to breathe a little better when you have asthma and a respiratory stuff, and then you've got everything else going on, and then with my immune system being kind of down lately with some other stuff, it's just... But I'm going to do my best to have my movie reviews here for you. And don't worry, I'm not forgetting about the new, all the Toy Story movies, especially with the new one coming out this weekend. But as always, I will be back soon. And if you haven't done so already, please click subscribe and turn on that notification bell to get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. I promise I normally sound better than this. So yeah. Hope you're having fun. I'm doing my best to have fun, even though I can't breathe. And I will be back soon. Bye.